The song we're hearing now is American Robin off the album Lifer from Madison indie rock band Quokka.
The album's 12 tracks are all named after birds that we commonly see here in Wisconsin, and the songs include recordings of each bird's unique call.
Aaron Gritch is lead singer, producer, and songwriter for Quokka, and he's here to tell us more about this new album. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So the album is called Lifer, and that has, from what I understand, this layered meaning. What does this word mean to you?
So to me, it means a couple of things. For one, myself, I'm a born and raised Wisconsinite, and I will be here forever, I know that much. So for myself, I am a Wisconsin lifer, but it also refers to the little badge you get on the popular Merlin birding app whenever you find a new bird, which is the tie-in to this album, an album entirely based around Wisconsin birds.
So as you get more birding experience, you know, spotting a lifer in some ways is about these rare sightings, but your album is really filled with these, you know, everyday birds that are all around us, like sparrows and cardinals and mourning doves, robins. Why did you decide to put your focus on these birds?
Yeah, I wanted it to be calls that were recognizable, things that you would walk around and hear in everyday life, especially around these parts, because really one of the main goals of this project is just to get people to listen while they're walking around and tune into their surroundings and maybe distinguish out a couple of the sounds, a couple of the different lives going on around you, hearing a cardinal or a sparrow and being able to pinpoint that, I think, is something that can spark joy.
Where did you find these bird calls? Are they authentic to nature?
They are all from YouTube because I could not get a decent recording. There is only one that is mine, and that is at the end of the last song. There's about a 30-second outro of chirping birds, and that is in my wife's parents' backyard. And that was a little thing that I made just for her.
What is special about birding in Wisconsin in particular?
There's so much movement throughout the year. There's the migrations that come in the fall and the spring, and just the fact that we have so many good parks and waterways around here means there's a good variety of things that come and go, not to mention the various groups around here that are excited about it and get people excited. People like Dexter Patterson, areas...
BIPOC Birding Club.
Yeah, the very same. Areas like the International Crane Foundation up in Baraboo, the only one of its kind. Just, it feels like people around here are excited about the natural world and care about getting into different aspects of it.
I think I also hear in your songs how you can feel the passing of the seasons or the movement of the seasons through birds in a way. How do you feel about changing seasons and how what birds you see and how you identify the seasons with birds?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, as a Midwestern lifer, I can't live without the seasons. Like mm-hmm. that helped me mark the passage of time. But some of the birds I selected in here are written around the seasonality and movement. The first song, Northern Flicker, is about a migratory sapsucker that takes its way down to Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Zydeco country during the winter, like so many Midwesterners, which is why I was happy to be able to fit an accordion into something to mark that. But also the Northern Cardinal, which sticks around all year and comes up to your window when nobody else will, making its call out in the middle of winter and trying to take those stories and those ideas and loop them into the way that we live as well.
Well, let's hear that first track called Northern Flicker. Let's take a listen. Northern Flickers are woodpeckers, so on a sonic level, you've got this woodpecker drumming sound in the background. How did this inform your approach to this song?
I mean, it was too cool to not put it in, and I tried to have it mimic somewhat of the FaceTime calling sound.
Okay.
Just to try to tie those two things together. And as far as the other calls go, not many other birds have a secondary percussive call to them. So something really unique about that species that I couldn't leave behind.
We're talking with Aaron Gritch, the lead singer, producer, and songwriter for the band Quokka. That's an indie band based in Madison. The newest album is called Lifer, and each track is focused on a different bird found in Wisconsin. We're going to move on to the red-winged blackbird. It's not a bird that usually gets a lot of love and attention, but you say it's your favorite. How did the red-winged blackbird win you over?
Well, it's always been my favorite from a standpoint of its time of appearance, that when you see it flying around, it's a mark that warm spring is coming, not just the robins showing up when we get fall spring and those slushy days. When you see a red-winged blackbird, it feels like there's warmth coming, and I've always loved them for that respect. Hmm. They are, they can be described as jerks by some. I'm sure there's a lot of people that have different stories about being swooped at in parks or on walks or that sort of thing, but I wrote this song as sort of to empathize with them as being a small creature on this earth trying to defend one small parcel that you can call yours. I think there's a lot to be said for that. Granted, red-winged blackbirds tend to make 5 or 6 or 7 different nests with 5 or 6 or 7 different partners, so maybe it's not a perfect parallel, but just a little bit more empathy for those things trying to feel safe at home.
I want to take a listen to a beloved bird here in Wisconsin, the sandhill cranes. Let's spot the call. I was thinking about the line about falling in and out of place. What comes up for you with this song?
This is something that I think was a big question for myself in my early 20s of where do I want to be in the world? And the sandhill crane is a bird that goes thousands of miles through migration every year. It's in North America. It's in South America. There's cranes in Africa and Asia, and their characteristic is just a huge amount of movement. And going all of those places and wondering if any of them truly feel like home was the big question of falling in and out of place there, and truly what makes a home when you're constantly on the move like that.
That's beautiful. My favorite song is Chickadee because it reminds me of this song, Little Bird, Little Bird, that I'd play over and over to my kids when they were little. And it's the singer-songwriter Elizabeth Mitchell, and she calls out in the song, "Who knows a bird?" And a little toddler says, "Chickadee, chickadee, fly through my window, find molasses candy.
Chickadee, chickadee, fly through my window. Chickadee, chickadee, fly through my window. Chickadee, chickadee, fly through my window. Find molasses candy."
Can you tell us a bit more about your tribute to chickadees?
Absolutely. So I wrote that song for Dexter Patterson. You know, he's an inspiration in the birding community. And I just messaged him one day and asked him what his favorite bird was while I was still picking out which ones to do. And I wrote that one, like I said, about its caching capabilities and that it's a thing that it always remembers where it has seeds buried. And I thought that was just a very inspiring thing, being this little bird pretty far down the food chain as far as things go, planning for tomorrow, for next week, for next year, that it may or may not see, and the sense of optimism that it has to have imbued in it for that.
Oh, I love that so much. Aaron, this has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Love public radio.
That is Aaron Gritch, the lead singer, producer, and songwriter for Quokka, an indie band based in Madison. We've been talking about the band's new album, Lifer, which has 12 songs, all written from a bird's eye view. And we'll go out on the track Chickadee.
When the sun comes.